Imagine struggling to read. As a child, that's hard enough, but what about as an adult? By one estimate, there are more than 200,000 Philadelphia adults who struggle with basic literacy. The number is unsettling, and support for those who wish to grasp what's on the page in front of them is rather anemic. WHYY's education reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt spent a few months earlier this year sitting in on an English class for adult learners in Philly. He shares this experience with us. Tell us about this program.
So I sat in on an English class for adult learners, and these were adults who took an entrance test and scored below a third grade reading level. So, you know, still struggling to read. There are very few classes like this in Philadelphia, and I wanted to know, what does education look like for people who really didn't get an education the first time around? And so mid-April, sat in on a class run by District 1199C, which is a local union, and the teacher was a 25-year-old volunteer named Sandy Canoe.
So everybody should have a folder to hold their papers and a notebook that they can write assignments in.
One of her main goals, I soon found out, is to get students used to the idea of school, what to bring, how to study. It covers a lot of those basics in just an 8-week course.
So some students can read?
They can read, but they're going to have strange trip-ups from time to time. You can kind of tell they're guessing and feeling their way through the text. Here's one of the students, Katrina Williams, who was a pretty strong reader, actually, reading the first sentence of a story about a girl named Jenny, and she's reading to a classmate.
And that's one, right? One.
What?
Once there was a girl natural named January.
So she's tripping up over the word named.
Yeah, but Katrina told me that before she started taking the class, she couldn't even read the word cat. So for her, this is still big progress. All the students, including Katrina, want to eventually earn a GED. They have to get through 4 more classes before they can sit for the exam. And District 1199C has been running this course for a couple years, and they told me that no one's actually made it all the way up the ladder to get a diploma yet.
Avi, you say 200,000 Philadelphia adults struggle with basic literacy. Who are these folks, and why can't they read English as adults?
Some folks were immigrants like Anna Gay Johnson. She moved from rural Jamaica in January, and she had to quit school when she was 12 to go pick coffee beans and support her family. So an interrupted education, essentially. Others had more severe intellectual disabilities that seemed to limit their ability to read. And then there were others that were more like in the mold of Katrina, who just always struggled in public schools from what you might call just sort of normal learning disabilities. And so eventually she got to high school and just, she told me she didn't want to go anymore because she felt so left behind.
You know what, Javi, when you don't know, you don't know. So you don't even want to be around it. So you'd be like, I'm done with this. You know what I mean?
Williams told me that she left high school for good in 11th grade, and you can actually see it in the class that she still fights the urge to walk away.
In what way is she still fighting that urge?
There was one session in particular, midway through the course, where Sandy Canute, the teacher, gave a quiz and Williams couldn't read the instructions, and she got incredibly frustrated.
Sandy, it'll drive you crazy. She bring the angriness out of you.
I don't want you to feel angry. I want you to feel like it's okay to fail. It's not like everything you do, you're going to get it the first time.
But if you get tired of failing, you're going to get tired of failing.
And failure ended up being something that was a big theme in the course and something that Lynette Hazelton thinks about a lot. She helps oversee the program and other adult education classes at District 1199C.
And they have been faced with so much failure all their lives that you really don't want them to have another failure. But we also can't do cheap success, you know, because, you know, that will blow up in our faces.
What happens for these learners at the end of 8 weeks?
So for the last class, about 20 minutes in, no one's shown up. And Lynette Hazelton walks in and asks Canute if anything was due today.
Yeah, the paragraphs are due. We're taking final tests. We're doing presentations. Like, today is the day.
Oh, so you just gave people 3 reasons to run away.
Oh, my gosh. If people don't show up today, I'm actually going to cry.
No one actually cried, but it was a pretty dispiriting way to end the course, to be honest.
What happened to some of the people you told us about this morning?
So Katrina, who you heard earlier, actually, she made some pretty significant reading gains and got promoted to the next class. There were a couple other students that just sort of disappeared. One I know got a job cleaning hotel rooms, and she figures that's good enough for now.
What did you pick up on personally while exploring this and reporting on the class?
It was a really cool, tight-knit community, hardworking people. It was also a little bit loose. At one point, it wasn't clear how long the course was supposed to last, which was kind of weird. Big picture, one of the things I walked away with was the fact that we only spend $12 million as a state on adult basic education every year. Compare that to $3 billion we spend just in the school district of Philadelphia alone. It's a wide disparity.
And I want to tell listeners, if they want to learn more about your reporting on this, they can go to whyy.org. WHYY education reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thanks for having me, Jen.